This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Toronto Blue Jays roving pitching instructor Dane Johnson. Dane, how's the season going for you so far?
It's going good, Jesse. I've been down to extended spring for quite some time, and you guys are my first official road trip of the year, so it's nice to be up here. And I know it was kind of cold early on, so now it's a lot warmer up here, so it's nice to be up here.
You chose the right time to come around. Is there anything that you're looking for when first you arrive with the team?
Well, just touching base with Vince and JT about the pitching staff. Number one, I follow them online in our game reports and through video. But, just trying to get the guys back on their games, anybody that needs to make some adjustments moving forward from here, such as guys like Danny Norris, who did a nice job last night pounding the zone and flashed secondary pitches last night and put together four pretty good innings for us. And as long as he's progressing in the right direction, those are things that we're looking for. And I think all the pitchers that fall into that category of maybe tweaking a pitch or an arm slot or what we can do to get the best out of the guy. And so that's why I'm here and taking a look at things like that and just touching base with the guys, making sure everybody's healthy and in good spirits and moving in the right direction.
Let's talk about Norris, because he's made rapid growth just from his first start of this year into yesterday. What have you seen between the time that you saw him in spring training? How has he progressed between then and last night?
Well, it's all new to Danny, because this is his first full season being out. He's been at the extended spring last year and into the half season at Bluefield. And it was about getting through his innings using the pitches that he has. He's on a 75-pitch limit, as you may know. And we're trying to get him through five innings if we can. We'd love to see him get through five innings on 75 pitches, pitch to contact more often, be around the plate more often, get the fastball down in the zone, back it up with a good changeup, and then use his effective secondary stuff to put guys away when needed. He did some of that last night. It's still sporadic. And in spring training, it was sporadic. The ball was coming out good. He was repeating his delivery in spring training. And now it's come to the point where now he's putting together some pitches and putting together some sequences a lot better. So, and we expect that to progress through the rest of the year, and that's what we're looking for.
He's got some of the most impressive talent on this current Lugnuts team. Last year, that was Aaron Sanchez. How's Aaron doing in Dunedin?
Aaron is doing fine in Dunedin. He's still learning the ropes. He's on an 80-pitch count in Dunedin and has been toiling away at his craft down there and done a nice job repeating his delivery and throwing strikes. Still a bit inconsistent in some certain areas he did throw a seven-inning game up there the other day, which was nice to see in the amount of pitches that he did it in. And pounding the zone and putting guys away. Again, a guy that needs to be around the plate to take advantage of his quality stuff.
A pitcher who's been more polished. We saw him with the Lugnuts a couple of years back. Sean Nolan, now back to work with New Hampshire. What does Nolan still need to do?
Well, Sean's just needs to go out and get mound time now. He's as well as Sanchi and Danny, but Sean needs to go out and get the innings underneath his wings. He's almost ready to fly at the bigger levels. And I think the people will be in Toronto will be excited when they see him. So it's about continuing the consistency of what he does and what he brings to the mound each night, and then just piling up double A and triple A innings at this particular point. And then when that call comes, he'll be ready to go to the big leagues.
These are all guys with pitching experience. They've had the time to grow as pitchers. Lugnuts have a couple of players who were converted from being infielders. One of them, Matthew Johnson. The other one, Justin Jackson. First, what do you see in a player that lets you say, we think he can be an effective pitcher?
Athletic actions, arm strength, arm action. And you want to take advantage of those things before the position side. If that should run its course, and we think that it's a good fit to go ahead and try him as a pitcher based on that criteria, see how it looks, see how it fits, sure, we'll take a shot at it. And Matt and Justin are two examples of that.
Well, Marcus Brisker, we've heard, is being converted to pitching as well. How do you know, for example, Justin getting transferred from extended spring to the Lugnuts, how do you know when a guy is ready to be tested out at the minor league level?
He's got to show two pitches. He's got to show at least two pitches to pitch here and be able to command the fastball. Justin just needed to get some innings underneath his wings down in extended spring, through spring training and into extended spring. And once he did, he became better. He had to learn how to hold runners better, use a slide step while continuing to throw strikes. And he's just from what I saw last night, he's on the right path. So he's doing a nice job.
Excellent. One thing that the Lugnuts have had the the privilege of featuring in past years is the reliever out of the bullpen who you can depend on. Last year we saw A.J. Meyer. This year Blake McFarland's doing fairly well in Dunedin. So this year for the Lugnuts, at the back end of the pen, we've seen Will Browning, Eric Sekula, Ian Kadish, all impressing. What does a reliever need to do in order to excel here in the Midwest League?
Come in, throw strikes, pound the zone, and pitch to contact. Keep guys off base, learn, hold runners, field your position. Those guys are hard hat lunchbox, you know, type of guys. They come here to work every day, and they get after it, and they get after the hitters, and they lead by example. And they're all hard workers, and they're all good kids. And it's a pleasure to watch that dynamic work in the bullpen with those three guys, because they go out there and they get the job done around the zone. You're going to have to beat them. They put pressure on the hitters, and that's what you look for in your relievers. They're on the attack. They're making the other team beat them. They're making quality pitches when necessary and getting guys out. So.
Now, you have so many pitchers in extended spring in Dunedin all throughout the system. They're vying for spots. John Anderson just came off the DL. He was just reinstated in Dunedin. How do you make that determination? Now a pitcher is ready for that promotion. Now we're ready to move him up.
Well, John came off the DL. He's coming off double Tommy John. He went through all the throwing programs, all the necessary medical clearance, number one, and then all the throwing programs, and then the batting practices, making sure he's holding up, giving him the proper day's rest, kind of staking out when he would throw and really watching him on a short leash. And he passed all those tests and was ready to go. So he's jumped into the bullpen of Dunedin. He will still be monitored and structured in this, as far as his throwing programs go.
Speaking with Dane Johnson, the roving pitching instructor for the Toronto Blue Jays, something that has seemingly changed over the time that you've been pitching instructor, and even in the past couple of years, is the care taken with the arms. Last year we saw the piggyback tandem system used. This year, with the Lugnuts, the pitchers have had their own days, but with that limited pitch count. Since the time when you were a pitcher and now you are a roving pitching instructor, what have you learned about what care needs to be taken with young arms?
Obviously, when I was first here and doing the job as a roving pitching instructor, we drafted more of the college type of arm. With those arms, they have more experience. They're more filled out. The bodies are more filled out. They have their man bodies a little bit more compared to the high school kids we've been drafting these days. So you in high school, you're probably looking at the 50-inning mark that these kids pitch out of when you get them into your program. So you're really going to have to watch, number one, their innings, number two, their pitch counts, and their workloads. But they will be throwing every day, 142-game schedule in professional baseball, and it takes a toll on you and it wears on you. They don't know that. They find that out about halfway. We understand what's going to happen and try to structure the program to where we're taking the load off the kids and doing them a favor as the season progresses by monitoring the throwing programs, having a pitch count, who's who, how his body works, how his arm works, starter, reliever, and trying to tailor that program to that specific kid and what his needs are along the way.
And finally, Tucker Donahue, a member of the Lugnuts pen, said that you are the most intense pitching coach that he has ever worked with, said he feeds off of that, said he had never considered before. You've got to make each pitch perfect. You have to focus on each pitch. With you, working for the pitchers, what do you look for in them and how they interact with you?
Their attentiveness to detail in our throwing programs, from our throwing programs to how they dress, coming to the ballpark, when do they come to the ballpark, their type of work ethic, the applying of the instruction itself into the throwing programs again, and then onto the mound. Are they ready? Are they prepared to pitch every day? Are they getting after it? Are they on the attack? Are they throwing strikes? Are they down in the zone? Those are qualities that we look for in our guys. The adjustments they need to make along the way, if they adjust to those qualities, it's something that you go, hey, we got something here with this kid. He's able to make these adjustments, and then you feed off that as a coach, as well as them feeding off you. So it's kind of a two-way street, a two-way dynamic, and you know, it's very interesting. I really enjoy the feedback that we get from these kids, and it's a joy to work with guys like Tucker. He's an attentive kid. He's attentive to detail, and he's got a pretty good arm. So,
Dane Johnson, the Toronto Blue Jays roving pitching instructor. Thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure, Jesse.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser. This is Lansing Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.